With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says the latest economic data has been more favorable as they work toward the goal of defeating the worst inflation spike in four decades.
Over the past 2 years, the economy has made considerable progress toward the Fed's 2% inflation goal, and labor market conditions have cooled while remaining strong. Reflecting these developments, the risks to achieving our employment and inflation goals are coming into better balance.
Powell, speaking before the Senate Banking Committee, he did not provide what Wall Street investors are watching for most closely, any clear indication for the timing for when the Fed might make its first interest rate cut. Also at SRNnews.com, a federal judge has ruled that protesters cannot march through a security zone at next week's Republican National Convention.
The ACLU and a group calling itself the Coalition to March on the RNC 2024 filed suit against the city of Milwaukee last month, alleging that the city's plans for protest violated their free speech rights. But the judge says that while protesters have a right to march, the First Amendment does not allow them to protest or parade in any way they choose. Rich Thomason reporting.
Former Republican Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma has died. He was 89. The family says in a statement he had a stroke over the July 4th holiday and died this morning. Inhofe was a powerful fixture in state politics for more than six decades, serving in the Oklahoma legislature and as Tulsa mayor before heading to Washington. Alec Baldwin's trial in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer about to begin, jury selection underway in Santa Fe, and the actor's trial on a charge of involuntary manslaughter that could get him 18 months in prison. The Dow ahead 58 points. The NASDAQ is adding 24. This is SRN News. A leading evangelical says America is under judgment.
John MacArthur says the country has abandoned God's law and now it is suffering the consequences. The pastor of California's Grace Community Church tells Breitbart that when a society, quote, turns to sexual immorality, homosexual immorality, and a reprobate mind, God gives them up. He also warned that while Christians should have an interest in politics, they must never forget that Christ is the only real solution for America's ills. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another judge has temporarily halted parts of a non-discrimination rule that would have forced insurers and medical professionals to pay for and perform sex change operations on children. U.S. District Judge Louis Girola sided with Republican attorneys general in 15 states. They had argued the language that the rule was based on encompasses biological sex, but not so-called gender identity. This is SRN News. A UN report says the Taliban's morality police are contributing to a climate of fear and intimidation among Afghans.
According to a new UN report, which underlines that edicts and some of the methods used to enforcement disproportionately impacting women and girls constitutes a violation of human rights and fundamental freedoms. The Taliban had set up a ministry for the propagation of virtue and the prevention of vice after seizing power in 2021. The UN mission in Afghanistan goes on. Human rights violations, as well as the unpredictability of enforcement measures, contribute to a climate of fear and intimidation among segments of the population. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Rescue workers digging through tons of mud, searching for dozens of missing people after a landslide hit a gold mining area on Indonesia's Sulawesi Island, killing at least 23 people. More details at SRNnews.com.